News, I'm Liz Pelka. Acting U.S. Defense Chief Pat Shanahan said Monday the Islamic State group remains a global presence. This comes as U.S.-backed fighters work to clear the last enclave the militants hold in eastern Syria. Shanahan spoke to reporters traveling with him on a trip to Afghanistan about U.S. progress and the IS.
But in the context of military operations, I think the characterization of progress within Syria has been that they've been decimated and that we're making significant progress in the MIRV.
The MIRV being the Middle Euphrates River Valley. Last week, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sought to reassure allies the United States would not abandon efforts to destroy Islamic State when it withdraws its troops from Syria. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Sunday they had recaptured 41 positions held by Islamic State militants in eastern Syria. A months-old battle over a U.S.-Mexico border wall comes to a climax this week as Washington faces a Friday deadline to avoid another partial government shutdown. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
So far, no deal has been reached by a bipartisan, bicameral conference committee tasked with finding a compromise on border security before Friday when U.S. government funding expires once again. But President Trump holds a wild card, his authority as commander-in-chief to declare a national emergency and bypass Congress altogether. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Trump is expected to explain his thinking on declaring a national emergency later Monday when he visits the border city of El Paso, Texas. This is VOA News. Venezuelan leaders may be committing genocide by blocking food deliveries, according to the country's interim president on Sunday. Shipments of U.S. food, medicine, and humanitarian aid are on the Colombian side, with a tanker and two large trucks sitting in the middle of a bridge. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the soldiers to prevent the aid from crossing the border. Maduro has said the U.S. help is part of a plot to overthrow his government and said Venezuela doesn't need it. But a Venezuelan doctor who was part of a protest Sunday accused Maduro of sinking Venezuelan medicine to a medieval level. Hundreds of thousands of Iranians gathered Monday to mark the 40th anniversary of the country's Islamic Revolution. The events commemorate the collapse of the U.S.-backed government of Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi after the Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini's 1979 return from exile. Monday's rallies included chants and banners declaring, quote, death to America and, quote, death to Israel. President Hassan Rouhani told a crowd in Tehran that Iran's enemies will not achieve what he called their evil goals. South Korea and the U.S. signed a new preliminary agreement Sunday, increasing the amount Seoul will pay for having U.S. troops in South Korea. U.S. negotiator Timothy Betts.
The United States government realizes that Korea does a lot for our alliance and for peace and stability in this region, and the SMA is only a small part of that, but it's an important part.
South Korea will pay about $890 million under the new short-term agreement, about $60 million more than last year. The new deal represents an 8.2% hike in Seoul's payment for helping to maintain the more than 28,000 U.S. troops in South Korea. The agreement must be approved by South Korea's parliament, which is expected to happen in April. China has rejected Turkey's criticism of Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs and also denied that a Uyghur poet and musician has died. China Radio International's Turkish language service released a 26-second video online late Sunday showing a man said to be Abdurrahim Hayat stating that he was in good health. The authenticity of the video has not been independently confirmed. On Saturday, Turkey called on China to close facilities it called concentration camps for reported 1 million ethnic Uyghurs and declaring them a great shame for humanity. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
News. It's the